This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. When it comes to home repairs, we could all use a guy. Well, we've got the guy, and we've got the show. For all your home improvement questions, we've got answers. This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Now, here's your host, Dayton Kane and David Nason.
Welcome to hour number two of the first Saturday in September, if you can believe that. I can because it's a high of 64 today. My goodness.
Almost ready to turn the heat on.
The weather has changed quickly over this last week. So this hour, we are joined by Cornerstone Development's Joe Orendorf. How are you, Joe?
I'm doing great.
It's been a while since we've seen you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me in.
So for those people who have not heard or heard of your company, tell us what Cornerstone Development does.
Cornerstone Development, we build lifestyle communities. So it'll be an entire neighborhood where we'll build both single family homes and condominiums, attached condominiums, all throughout Southeast Milwaukee. So folks that are looking for a little bit easier lifestyle, you know, we'll build a community with pickleball courts, swimming pools, clubhouses, just folks that want to kind of move on to the next phase in their life and enjoy everything. So beautiful homes in beautiful areas.
And have fewer responsibilities when it comes to taking care of at least the exterior of the house.
The exterior of the home, but let's go even further. We're going to take care of the snow removal. Well, we're going to take a mow on the lawn. We're going it's good, easy living.
Yeah, I probably got to cut my grass later
today. The website, cornerstonedevelopment.com, says building exceptional lifestyles every day.
It is.
I like the sound of that.
Stop by and you will see.
Stop by. So let's talk about that. Where are these communities?
Okay, we're a little bit throughout, or I should say a lot throughout Southeast Wisconsin. We are we're just finishing up in Muskego, but then we'll go north, Grafton, west out to Pewaukee, Menominee Falls, River Hills. So throughout the metropolitan area, different locations, different styles of homes. So lots of different things to see. Best way to do it is actually stop by. We're open Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 12 to 4. Come out, see what we have. And it's a little bit different for each one. Some are condominiums, some are single family homes. But the common theme of all those, that lifestyle, that whole community that we build there. So
these are little pockets around the area. This isn't like the villages in Florida where you've just got miles and miles and miles of condominiums.
I don't think that would go over well here.
Yeah, Midwest is a little different here. Yeah. So we find these little niche areas of land.
Do you allow people to drive golf carts in your communities?
We don't restrict it, you know, daily when we're walking. So
it's probably more up to the municipality if they allow it on the roads.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then cool thing about some of these places is they're kind of tucked away. Like you find beautiful locations to create this stuff.
Correct. It's wherever we can find that little bit of infill. And we're working on several new ones right now, which is exciting for us. You know, because this is a commitment, you know, for us, probably 5 years, a couple years in the planning. And then the build out, you know, where the guys are busy kind of nonstop for these years. And then
there's a lot of infrastructure that goes into it.
Up front. And then only the, you know, kind of year three for us, we're actually building the homes. Yeah. And then there's a few years of that before people are, where people are actually moving in and starting to enjoy it. So it's really, really neat. And I think it's neat for all the customers to see.
You have a lot of them named The Glen. Now I see a Grove, The Grove in River Hills, and Aspen Overlook. Like, there's a new one altogether. Yeah. Where'd
Aspen
that come
Overlook
from?
Is a little bit different for us because down below, this is, for folks that don't know where this is on the south side of Waukesha, Meyer Grocery Store. Beautiful setting high up on a hill. And if you look off in the distance, you know, you can see for miles. But down below, we created, that's The Glen at Standing Stone.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then up above, Aspen Overlook, aspen trees, more of a unique little prairie design, targeted a little different market for us.
Okay.
But same thing, we're going to take care of everything for you. That's a stacked home where it's two over two, two uppers, two lowers. And we just started our next building there and we've got a number yet to go. So that's a different, a little bit lower price point also. So it could appeal to some of the younger buyers.
We're going to be back with Joe this hour. If you have questions, 855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. While we take this break, you can check them out at cornerstonedevelopment.com. It's a Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Get her done. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Home. That's what we're talking about today with Joe from Cornerstone Development. Find your new home. Isaac, well done, sir. That's your walk-up song?
That was the walk-up song. I thought it was very appropriate.
Yeah, so these guys are thinking. So Ridgetop did Out on the Ridge. You're doing Home for Corner.
Yeah, you're just jamming.
They were way deeper minded than I was. I'm like, just give me fuel, give me fire. Yeah. Mine was like, I'm coming to the plate and I'm going to battle you.
Yikes.
Anyway.
I had to do anything just to resist saying the all right, all right, all right.
Boo.
Well done.
Oh my goodness. People just tuning in. We're at
can
the Brewer
Game on Monday.
Can you actually
get Matthew McConaughey actually saying that?
Yeah, right.
Put that on your.
We were at the Brewer Game and we're trying to think how we could spice up the show. The walk-up song and when the pitcher throws to the first baseman to try to pick off our guy, everybody boos. We're like, what's that about? What's that about? Anyway, let's talk about the show, about the homes that you guys do. I hear the real estate market. I hear it's up. I hear it's down. I hear interest rates are coming down. No,
prices
they're not
down.
Gonna...
Yeah.
What's happening in your world?
It's kind of crazy how everything is fed to us these days, you know, with an algorithm or whatever
it
is.
Too much information.
Yeah, too much information. We're all getting national news. We're not getting as much what's local, this and that, you know. So it's really, so you really need to be aware of what's going on. There are pockets of the country where things are struggling a little bit, you know, Florida, Texas, you hear that those markets are struggling. And then it's one on the sales side, but also on insurance, this, that. I got to tell you here, we had our best August ever in terms of sales. Mm-hmm. We sold 11 homes. It's there was another article just published recently that not only Milwaukee was number one, but also the Midwest is most resilient market for sales, and sales are actually up in terms of pricing. And
we haven't had a wildfire in a little while, and we haven't had an earthquake in a little while. We haven't had, you know,
the
name
Midwest
it.
Is it's yeah. a good place.
I mean,
to
we
be.
Get snow and cold, and I hate it. But
the other thing I heard this week was that Wisconsin comes in fourth when it comes to financial security, savings.
Yep.
We're doing it right, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Way to go.
If you just avoid those maps where it says the highest bar population and this and that, you know.
We drink a lot.
I thought that's
save
the
our money.
State,
and we're doing
actually.
Well.
It is. And the Midwest overall, it just doesn't experience the swings, you know. So it's a nice, steady path. You know, for us, it's nice because you can run your business and plan your business a lot more around that. And we just slowly grow every year. And customers see it, you know, where if they're getting in early with us in a community and, you know, over a year or two, prices are up, you know, nothing major, but just steady climb. So it's a great place to live where we don't have these swings in other markets.
This affords somebody to be able to be here for 8 months, 6 months, you know, or 10 months even. And then like, okay, I really can't stand February, you know, the end of January and February. You know, I love Christmas being here and everything, but I got to get out of here for 6-8 weeks.
Right.
And you go somewhere warm and then you come back.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
So on that note, what's the inventory like for you guys? Do you have houses for sale still? Because I know you're building all the time, but you're also filling up quickly, right?
Yeah. And it's, I just love this business because it's so interesting. Our construction crews, they're busy year-round. We build in the winter. We build in the summer. We're just go. Sales end of it, though, is much more cyclical. So, you know, we're in, call it June, July, slows down a little bit. But then August through Thanksgiving, it's full on. We're going. And then same thing, slows down a little bit, Thanksgiving to Valentine's Day, and then it takes off again. So we're in the height of the busy season. So inventory-wise, I mentioned earlier our Muskego community. We just sold our last one down there, and that whole community just looks beautiful, and it's taken off well. We're looking for more.
It's near the Muskego Lakes Golf Club.
Exactly, area. Muskego Lakes Golf Club. So anybody that has land down there, we're looking to buy more.
land.
But then otherwise, you know, Waukesha, we have, I think I counted yesterday, we have 7 remaining that are down there. So that's gone really strong. Still lots of opportunities. Grafton, we have another 2 years up there. River Hills, We have some exciting new ones coming up that we'll know of that we could release to the general public in a couple months. The one that's in the Pewaukee area. Yeah. We have another one in a golf course community. We could say that one now, the Broadlands. That one's coming up, 60 attached, our Dublin series, beautiful two-bedroom, two-bath. Be priced in the sixes, but it's going to be a dynamite community.
Is the one in Pewaukee near downtown, is that full already?
There we have six homes available, and we're slating the rest of those. We're actually going to build them on a ready home basis, a speculative basis. We have a strong demand for people looking for a place to live in a few months. So we're slating those, and we're starting them all pretty soon.
Mm-hmm. Well, the nice thing about that as a buyer is you can be involved in the process and help pick things out as it's being built.
Correct. If you get early enough, we do that. And we have a beautiful design center in Sussex. People come by, two full-time designers work with our customers and really tailor these homes to what somebody's looking for, which is neat because then they know it's all their own. The other thing we do is we have what we call white boxes, where we'll take that home because if we're building four and we've sold two or three, we have to build the fourth no matter what. Mm-hmm. So we'll do the white box, take it all the way through, and then still let somebody come in and personalize it at the end. So it's cool to see, and people like that.
That's more of a commercial term. You know, like with retail places, it's a white box. It's just drywall.
Right.
You come in and do whatever you want in your retail space, but that interesting concept still.
We'll have to come up with a better name then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree, because that's what I would immediately thought was, because I worked in that for a while.
Gotcha. Joe Orendorf with us. CornerstoneDevelopment.com is the website. You can check them out. I encourage you to go check it out because these properties are beautiful. Yeah. You guys aren't building sky-rise condos like they do down in Miami. No. These are beautiful homes
that
people can move into.
I've
beautiful
inspected day today. Some. They are beautiful.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll take your calls if you have them. 855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line.
Dayton and David. It's the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
This is why I'm hot by Mims. This is actually my son's walk-up song from when he was like 10 years old. Oh, yeah, I love it. I love this little play on the bumper music. So
I got to come up with a better one then.
We do have Joe from Cornerstone Development on with us this hour talking about the beautiful homes. They're homes. They're condos, but they're homes.
They're homes.
And some are attached and some are standalone.
Yeah, tell us the difference on
home. It's my walk-up song. You heard it. It's home we build for people, you know? So, yes, our customers are coming out of most often a beautiful home.
Yeah.
And they want to make that next home. And sometimes there's, you know, a condominium would be great. And they're thinking condominium is going to be an attached condominium. And they're totally thinking that way. Other folks are thinking, you know, I just don't want to deal with the yard and such and this and that, you know, but, what about the grandkids, you know, but we'd still like to be in a community where we have a pool and all this stuff. So we have both options. We have single family homes that are sometimes totally set up as a single family where you own the home, you own the land and everything, built in that community lifestyle environment. Pool, clubhouse, it's all still there, and we take care of everything for the snow and the lawn, but it's a single family home. We also have River Hills is a classic example. It's actually technically a condominium, but these are single family homes. We'll take care of everything on the outside, and we actually take care of the outside of the home because it's a condominium. So we offer both setups. We have a single family home environment for the folks that want that. We mentioned earlier Pewaukee, that setup, hugely successful for us. Cedarburg, we did 5 years ago. Cedarburg, hugely successful for us. Now the community we have in Grafton, Waukesha, what we just finished up, Muskego, those are our attached Dublin series, duplexes, double duplexes. That's more of what folks think of as a traditional condominium in that whole lifestyle community. The new one we have coming up in the Broadlands down in North Prairie, that will be that Dublin series, attached condominiums. So people really are looking for different things, and we have those options for them, be it single family or an attached condominium.
Mm-hmm. On the attached condos, the shared wall, is it quiet?
It's very quiet.
Absolutely. Yeah, because it's built like a double wall.
It's a good question. It's a double wall. You're living next to somebody.
Yeah, and there's air gap between them.
You build and it two walls.
And it goes in both directions because sometimes there's a double duplex. So there's air gaps both ways. And mm-hmm. we can walk you through the details, yeah. construction details, all the fun stuff yeah. you want to geek out about.
Is everything like a two-bedroom or three-bedroom?
It's so the single-family homes, a bit more flexible, two mm-hmm. or three-bedroom. The attached condominiums are all two-bedroom. And then if somebody wants that additional living space, we'll finish the lower levels. We do probably half of our attached condominiums have a finished lower level.
Partially exposed lower levels.
Partially exposed. Even yeah. if not, we'll do an egress window,
okay.
Set them up for that extra space for a bedroom, whatever. Mm-hmm. More when guests come.
So, I mean, you're not building a one-bedroom condo anywhere?
No.
No, yeah.
No. I had to think there for a minute. No, yeah, people use them that way maybe, but we're not building them that way.
Yeah. No, that's pretty small.
Yeah.
855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. A question came in, anything in the future in Racine County? Do you go that far south?
We will. We actually, we developed a piece of land down in Caledonia, it was more single family, so it didn't fit our model at the time. But the attached condominiums, we'll certainly look there because we've even looked further.
Okay.
And it depends on where the growth is going to be. We're in an exciting area between a lot of companies moving to our area from Illinois. Mm-hmm. So that whole corridor.
That whole corridor, 94 down to the state line is crazy.
Yeah. And there's people also that the housing stock traditionally is a little bit older probably in those areas. Racine, Kenosha and all. So where are people going to move?
It's a lot of farmland down there, too.
They want to stay close to home. Where are they going to move? And then we can work in those areas and then go the other direction all the way to Madison. So what's in those areas? So we're always looking out. People have land to sell. Give us a ring.
CornerstoneDevelopment.com is the website. Another half hour with Joe coming up. Now we go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Elizabeth Linton. And good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Dayton.
Like a user's manual on the radio. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
This was a good pull by Elizabeth Linton in our news person. Yep, this is her walk-up song. Little Led Zeppelin.
I know the song, but whole lot of love.
Yeah, nice. Well done.
Whole lot of love.
I'm impressed. Yeah. We do have Joe Orendorf here from Cornerstone Development. We are talking about their communities, and I do have a question. What are you seeing when it comes to mortgage rates and how that's affecting buying decisions right now?
Yeah, it was interesting, and especially this last week, you know, everybody, rates are high, because we were all very fortunate, you know, a couple years ago. And
spoiled, you know, is the word.
Neighbors and all that, 2.75, 3.5. Everybody, and you hear this thing about everything being locked up because nobody wants to move. And
we've had that discussion in our house. Yeah. Like, we can't move.
Exactly.
Our rate's so low, we can't afford to move.
My house has been paid off for 15 years, so mine's pretty low.
I'm not that far along yet, David. Yeah.
Very lucky there. The but if you look historically, you know, sixes, sevens, I was in the area in the era with my folks where we were at 18% or something.
70s,
it was way heck up there. But 80s. Even my first one, when I bought a first house in Chicago, I started at 9 and ended up at 7. Mm-hmm. So everybody was doing business. Things were good. You know, that's kind of the normal, what you'd think out there.
Right.
And right now, so then even in this past week, things shot down to 6.5. Woo! And you hear things are going nuts out there now. You know, in our... with what we build our product, there's mortgages that people use. When rates were super low, it was more of a arbitrage where they were just taking the low rate mortgage and doing something else with their money.
Right.
Where we're at right now, folks still put mortgages on them. They'll do maybe half of what we're doing. A lot of our business, though, is cash.
I was going to say, I hear still today so many deals are
cash.
I'm like, wow.
And this just because of what we build with the two bedroom, you know, two bath, sometimes the three bedroom, our demographics lend a little bit more to the boomer.
The people that are moving into yours, they've been in their house for a while. Maybe it's paid off.
Right.
The house prices are up. They got you know, made a great, you know, resale on their home.
Exactly. Yeah. And but it's that person coming into their home.
Yeah.
You know, that still needs that mortgage.
Right.
So you're seeing it. And people are getting more comfortable with it.
Yeah.
Are they going to go down? I don't know. Nobody knows that. I think we're in that normal range right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody wants to just find their next place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're tired of even living at home or an apartment, what have you. They just want to make that next step.
Right.
So
So then what's the process to build then? So I decide, okay, the mortgage is where I want it to be. This is a good rate. I'm going for it. What do we do? How do we contact you? And then what's the process after that?
The first step you do is today at noon, you come see us at one of the model homes.
Sure.
Is there a model home in every community?
Yeah. No, we have we have four of them that are open. Pewaukee, Grafton, Waukesha, and then River Hills. Pick any of those. They're all set up a little different depending on what you're looking for. That single family lifestyle living or that attached condominium lifestyle living, pool, clubhouse. So stop by one of those. And again, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So it's not just today. We'll be open tomorrow before the Packer game.
Yeah. So if you live right near one, you can go to that one and talk about any of them.
Exactly. Yeah. And then we'll direct you. And we have other models that we can take you to that are not open, but we'll show you those, you know, furnished, beautiful places. So you come, you start there. And sometimes this is a two-month process for folks. Hey, we're ready to go. Sometimes it's 2 years. Mm-hmm. You know, we're thinking about it. It's just coming out. See if it's right for you. We'll talk through that. We'll figure it out. Is it good? It's very straightforward in how we go. And we do a lot more counseling, I think, than
because what you were saying selling. Before, you got some things in the works that you can't say on the air here and everything, but somebody comes there and they're saying, well, this is what you're thinking in the back of your mind. You know, we got something for you.
Correct.
And you can start talking about that was just ideas.
A customer just went on our website. There's a form you can fill out. They just inquired about one that's 2 years out. They were working on it, and it's a good fit for them.
Sure.
And again, also, if it is the boomer generation, there's usually a lot of legacy stuff that needs to be dealt with to make this move. So they need to plan. They need to work on that. And we actually have people that can help them with that too. So it is a process. We'll help them. We've got a great team that will help you through that process. And then once you've kind of looked and decided, all right, this is what we're going to do, we'll walk you through that. So it's also a pretty easy, painless process of financially of here's how the money works. And you know, what's different than for us and a little bit more, it's turnkey. There's no construction loan. You don't purchase a lot. You buy, it's one deal for the whole thing. Mm-hmm. You're buying the house, the lot, the neighborhood, the whole package. That's huge. Because I used to do it the old way, previous life.
Sure.
And it's a little more difficult in Milwaukee market compared to the rest of the country. The way we do it is more like the rest of the country, where it's a one-stop shop. You just come in and we'll take care of it. We could talk about selections and finishes too another time. Mm-hmm.
Right. So how do people get in touch if they want to do this?
Easiest way is website, cornerstonedevelopment.com. You'll see there's a phone number if you want to reach out to somebody that's on the website. And the other thing would be just stop out at those models. Mm-hmm. And they're all on the website.
Right.
Okay. Good enough. Open models right at the top. There's a little button that shows you right where to go. So it's very easy. Cornerstonedevelopment.com. We're going to take another break. When we come back, more with Joe Orendorf from Cornerstone Development, 855-616-1620. If you have questions, the Fix It Show is on WTMJ.
If we don't know the answer, we know someone who does. It's the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
It's a walk-up song from 1978.
Yeah. I ran up those steps. Out in Philly?
Yeah.
Did you ever do that?
No.
Oh, never come on. When you go,
I walked up.
That's all you see there is people running up the steps and going, yeah. Of course. You got to do it.
That was a suggestion from Isaac for you, David, as a possible walk-up song. And now that we know you've run up the steps and held your hands up, that's a possibility. So Joe Orendorf from Cornerstone Development on with us this hour. We got into it a little bit last time we were talking. Finishes.
Yeah.
Talk about the finishes in these places.
The interior finishes.
Yeah.
Sure. Again, a little different process if it's going to be the a true standalone home, be it condominium or single family, a little bit more flexibility there versus the attached condominiums, our Dublin series, which is duplex, double duplex. Inside, the look, the feel, the touch, you know, I even go so far as to say, hey, these homes will talk to you. They'll almost tell you what to do, you know. So both of them, you'll have the ability to personalize that home.
If you get in early enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Countertops, you choose those. You choose the cabinets, flooring, LVP, you know, is a big thing. And people want some with allergies and such want it all the way through the home. But we'll use all the common areas will be LVP and wide selection of those. And that's where folks will come into our design studio, meet with Maddie, Rhonda, work on all our finishes, and we'll put the whole package together for them. There, we're not moving walls or anything like that.
Right.
A little flexibility in the lower level if you're going to do a, you know, extra space, finish lower level. When we get to our single family homes, there we have a little bit more flexibility. If we need to move a wall 2 feet here or there, we'll stay within a box on the outside. Mm-hmm. You know, the roof's not changing much. The exterior walls aren't. But inside, people say, well, you know, hey, I'm one of the few people that still have a piano at home, mm-hmm. and I want to fit in the piano. I will say the dining room table, that's gone. The living room, all that's gone. You know, home office, two home offices, that's there. But we'll have to work around certain things that are important to these people, and you want to do that. And it's it actually gets exciting for both yeah. us and them to work that home around that.
With the I know we're talking interior and stuff, but real quickly, with the standalone single family, mm-hmm. if you're in soon enough, can they have any input on the exterior colors?
Within a
palette.
We'll have a palette approved yeah. for that neighborhood.
Right.
And then we'll want to look around
and see what the other houses.
What the neighbor do.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. But that's what I'm saying. If you're in soon enough, like yeah. I'm there first, I'm picking, I got that color.
Exactly.
So the neighbor can't have that color then.
Because it's crazy. You know, 2 years ago, we'd like the farmhouse look of white with black.
Yeah.
And you can only pull that off so many houses
right.
on exactly. a streetscape. So right. We look at all that. That's mm-hmm. where you're working with our design team.
Sure.
Get those exteriors right.
Right.
It's nice because everybody cares so much. Our team does about trying to get that finished yeah. look, the finished product, the finished home for folks.
Yeah.
So all that gets worked into the mix. Yeah.
So back to the interiors. So now I'm looking down the road here and everything. I'm in the home for 5 years and everything. You know, like, oh, I love this color and all this stuff. When we moved in, this was cool. I thought, well, I'm tired of it. Now, and I own the interior of my, whether it's a condo, same, I have the ability to now remodel it, right? Update
yeah,
it,
for sure.
Change all colors, my countertops.
Countertops, yeah. yeah. Once you close, purchase that home, it is yours.
Mm-hmm.
Interior walls, you're going to have some restrictions right. because we have to protect that whole, call it the
architectural. The integrity
of the building.
Of the
right. Because you do have
yeah.
some roof mates.
Right.
That's on the attached. On the single family, you yeah. can move some of that stuff around.
Right.
So, and that's,
just
again,
basically
down
dealing
the road.
With mechanicals yeah. because essentially the roof trusses are wall to wall. So the interior
correct.
Walls are generally not load bearing on a
correct.
Single family or a one-story house.
Correct.
So,
correct.
But you get to change flooring, you know, remodel a bathroom,
faucet.
Change it, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
if
and
you
some
want.
Folks, like on the lower level, boy, we're not sure we want to finish that, or we don't know. And then all of a sudden, family may change.
Mm-hmm.
There's grandchildren involved.
Right.
You know, people move back to town, whatever. They can finish the lower level later if they want to
sure.
do that. So typically, we don't do it after the fact. We'll do it up front. But yeah, this is your home,
mm-hmm.
your home.
Yeah. I saw one in Pewaukee, not even two months ago. And the lower level was, I walked down there. I was like, wow, this would have been cool to have.
It is amazing what some folks will do.
Yeah.
And incredible taste on some of these people.
Mm-hmm.
Just beautiful, beautiful lower levels and all. So we can help you create that special space for you.
Yeah. It's not just a man cave anymore. It's a whole another experience down there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the other thing we're seeing, not the man cave and all, but the garage finishes. We're seeing more and more
sure.
garage finishes now, which is, that's all new to us. So
mm-hmm.
it starts with just the flooring, but.
One segment left with Joe from Cornerstone Development coming up. If you have any questions, this is your last chance. 855-616-1620. CornerstoneDevelopment.com is a website. Thank you for listening to The Fix It Show.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma Brand station. Making it a great fix-it day. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
This is my second choice for walk-up songs. Up in here. You don't know DMX? Party up? Oh,
yeah, I don't listen to this kind of music.
Siding Unlimited WTMJ Talking Text Line.
Not other
855
people.
I think we're a little older than Dayton.
1620. Every hour of the Fix-It Show is sponsored by Siding Unlimited and JB Construction. This hour we've had Joe on from Cornerstone Development talking about all the communities they have, but let's recap
all
them.
All of them.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah. All of them.
I remember when I started here, was it 4 years ago? There was a, like three or four.
I think we had three. Yeah.
And now there's a ton.
Yeah.
So where are they all?
So, you know, depending on what folks are looking for, if you're kind of set in your mind, you know, we really want a condominium, you know, attached because anyway, we've done our work. That's what we're looking for. Two locations that are very active for us right now on that. Not much left in Waukesha. There's about seven, I think we have left there. South side of Waukesha. So Sunset Drive, Meyer Grocery Store, and this would be the southeast side of Waukesha. And then up on the top of the hill, what we talked about earlier, that prairie style, that Aspen Overlook, cool looking product.
Yeah.
So great homes there. Come again, open that location as a model in standing stone, but we can run you up to look at Aspen Overlook. So we have there, Waukesha, another condominium, the duplex we would have would be up in Grafton. Highway 60, just west of downtown Grafton. Mm-hmm. Coip Road is where you're going to turn. Stonewall Farms is a neighborhood, and you come in there, and you'll see us off the left, 80 homes that we're doing back there. Model open today, 12 to 4. From there, if folks are looking more for the single-family setup, Pewaukee, we have a special house out there, and then we're building more of the ready homes out there. So Pewaukee has a brand new model that's really, really nice looking. Our Holly model. It's cool.
Mm-hmm. A neat little, it's
the infill.
Just kind of right back in there. You wouldn't expect it to
be. You walk
there.
Downtown to the shops. You could, so that community's done well for us. And then also single family, a little bit larger area would be, and very, very convenient, right off of Brown Deer Road, north side, River Hills. Mm. Beautiful clubhouse, mm-hmm. golf simulator, swimming pool, pickleball, bocce ball. It's got it all. Mm-hmm. So that one just west of 43.
Yeah. They just finished the freeway and everything.
Yeah. So. And it's got the cool new cross interchange. Yeah. Come check that out.
Yeah. That's,
so that I went through that too. The other day. Yeah. I was like, whoa, haven't been through here yet.
Yeah.
It doesn't
that's
register
the new
right
thing.
Up with
that's
your mind.
Thing with overpasses. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
but yeah, the construction's all done there now. So now you drive right up there, get up there.
Yeah. So if some folks are looking for sooner, those locations, and then we talked real quick earlier, the other one we'll have coming up, we'll start yet this year would be North Prairie, but 10 minutes south of 94 is and the golf course community, the Broadlands. And that's going to be
Southwest
special.
Southwest Waukesha County there.
Yeah, with little golf cart garages too.
Sweet. So
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, noon to 4?
Noon to 4.
Open models. If you click on that link at cornerstonedevelopment.com, you'll see where you can go, which one you want to check out. But do it today or tomorrow.
Today
before
or tomorrow
the Packer
be
game.
Yeah.
Yep.
Before
the Packer game.
You're clear to go.
Menominee Falls, not open this weekend because we're doing the special one with Pewaukee. But otherwise, come on down.
Yeah. What else should people know about this community living in your building? It's like a minute. Sum up why I would buy with
people love it when they get in there. They tell us again and again. We survey everybody after they move in, and the scores are terrific. It's once it's done and it's built, it's good living. You know, it takes us a little bit to get there because it's a process where we have to create these new neighborhoods. But when it's all done and the grass is there, and it's being mowed, and you enjoy that new lifestyle that you're set in to. It's good. And travel, we're actually doing some company, I wouldn't say company sponsored, but we're putting together trips for our people
for
that live there. Yeah, they're doing a trip, a river cruise this fall.
They all become friends.
Yeah, they're all friends. And it's neat. It's a different stage for us. And I'm right on the cusp of that, so I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
But these are not like 55-plus communities.
No, we don't age restrict.
There's no restriction.
Again, just based on the demographics of and the size and product we build, it's there. You know, people like living with others.
But if you're 25 and you can afford it and want to move in, you're more than welcome.
Two words. Aspen Overlook.
Yeah. Those are cool.
Those are neat. They're neat. It's cool.
Definitely
cool
go to the website, cornerstonedevelopment.com, and check it out. Always good to have you guys on the show.
Yes, thanks again for
good to see
having
you, Joe.
Me down.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Enjoy your weekend, David.
Thanks, you too.
Fox World Travel Show coming up next.
This has been the Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.